The Third Brand.
Audio.
Previously on the Lost Tales of Adventuring, our friends and Faden argued over a hissing voice coming from deep within the cave. After discussing options, Faden enthusiastically encourages everyone to go into the fight at the end of the cave. Unlike usually running into a fight blind, our friends prep with fire, torches, weapons, and even a plan, and Skylar finally loads his arm cannon. Unfortunately, Skylar continues to fight with his nether sickness and obsession with worms. After prepping for battle, our friends proceed forward with a plan and the tools to complete this task. With Jizzy Kev Bucket volunteering to be the bait to bring out the serpent, everyone else takes their positions. Kevo enters the enclave of the serpent to the right, trying to get attention of the beast and the bright light of the cell phone in his chest. Strategically striking and distracting, our friends take turns in the battle with the beast known as the Serpent. Fastfinger shows his rage, riding the Serpent and stabbing it repeatedly with his trusty daggers. In a monumental moment, Skylar successfully fires his arm cannon, blowing a hole through its chest, splattering its insides and the treasures it has eaten over time, killing the beast. After the battle, our friends take minimal damage except for Kevo, who ran out of all his excess bucket jizz, and Skylar descends into his worm madness yet again. When inspecting the Serpent's cave, Livy sees an egg attached to a wall in its nest, and with some maneuvering through grossness, Livy retrieves what appears to be an egg of the Serpent. In an odd twist of fate, Livy places the egg in Kevo's bucket, which causes a chain reaction no one seems to understand. Kevo's ectoplasm appears to absorb and transform him into a hybrid Kevo Serpent Man. With a slimy exterior and an unhingeable jaw and super tongue with stinger, even with a new body, there's a jizzy center to his chest where the serpent's egg floats, pulsating his new form. It is quickly discovered that the removal of the egg also removes the form. After some testing of his form, cleaning of their new belongings, and equipping new armor, our friends make their way back to the cave entrance. When approaching the opening, all our friends challenge Faden to get them safely to Highfront as he promised. Before they leave, Faden advises them all they need to sleep first. Is Faden trustworthy? Will they sleep or make their way to the League of Wizards? We'll find out right now on another episode of The Lost Tales of Adventuring! You guys are now standing at the precipice of the entrance to the cave. It is still night outside. You've been inside fighting the serpent and each other for about 6 hours, so you're not 100% sure when the sun's coming up, but you probably have at least 4 hours before you see some light outside.
We've won the day.
Well, I mean, I still think, I could really use some sleep and stuff, you know?
Sleep? You don't want to keep fighting?
Oh, well, if we're fighting, then yeah, I'll fight.
But, like...
Who do I fight?
I mean, if we sleep and somebody comes, like, and if you're asleep, then how are you going to fight if you're sleeping?
I am a light sleeper.
That's convenient.
Lucky you. My body, what was my length, my height, I guess?
You are about 7 feet tall.
All right. And my arms and legs.
You're bigger T-Rex. Than you remember and slightly stronger than you remember. Let's say you're at 150% Kevo strength from what you normally are.
Would I be able to walk on all fours like a lizard?
Yeah, you have your skitter ability,
right?
That you had before. You fucking schmeagle it around. You can do that for stealth and for speed, from what you could tell.
Would I be strong enough or bulky enough? Could I have them ride on my back?
While on all fours?
Yeah.
You could have maybe one person that would not hinder you very much, but as soon as you got two or more,
right. You
could do it. But it would hinder your speed and probably wear you out quick.
I go back into the cave and I do that cat thing where I go on all fours and then circle around and then lay down.
Aww.
Do you rub your face against anyone? Like Livy's leg or something?
No. Nope.
Livy, you're suddenly reminded of Kokolo.
I remember when she would do that.
As Kevo does this and he curls up into a little ball, you see the light still shooting out of his chest and out of his back from the cell phone light.
Dude. Sorry, guys.
How the fuck am I supposed to sleep?
It does illuminate the front of this cave, and you do see the light
from the cave, kind of go out into the front area. So if someone was to be within, let's say, 500 yards, they would probably notice the light coming out of the cave.
Is there still fire out front? Didn't James and Olivia start a little fire before
point,
they came
at this point,
there
is no more fire out front. You see the little burned-out campfire out front? You could maybe use the charcoal or something else to start another fire, but it's out. And at this point, you realize that it's been quite a few hours that you've been in here, but it is still dark out from the night before. You guys are all feeling fatigue and tiredness. Kevo, you feel more energized than everybody. You're better off than everyone else, but Skylar, Livy, and Faden are all feeling the sleepies.
Hey, Kev, can you turn that light off?
Yeah, sure. And I'd start grabbing at my chest. Just patting my back.
Do you reach into yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Somebody might see it.
Huh? What?
Somebody can see it if they walk by?
See what?
The fucking light.
The light? Yeah, I don't know. Since I can't do it. I'm not jizzing. I can't control it. You have a blanket? I can cover up.
Does it look like I have a blanket?
You want to give me your armor, your chest plate? I can cover up with it.
No, that's stupid. I just got this. You want my old one? Where's my old one?
Livy, looking over at Kevo, you looks like you could take your shirt off and put it on him.
No. I don't do that.
So I guess I got to look at the group and just be like, I mean, I guess we could lay down for a little bit.
I mean, are you like cold-blooded? I mean, if you want to share body warmth, I could like get up close and cover the front hole with my body if you're warm.
That sounds pretty good. You might want to take him up on that.
I call frenzies.
Notch bro for a team player, huh?
Just don't call it a front hole, please.
No. Front bro, not hole. Front bro. Jeez.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, I'll keep watch. Why don't you guys...
And girl.
And girl? We discussed this. You know my name.
You are a girl, and, right?
I'm sorry. Cheryl. Cheryl, come and sit in front of me.
Lizzie, did you call her Lizzie before?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Lizzie. I apologize. Lizzie, come lay in front of me.
I hold my finger up and just...
No, we'll share body warmth. Me and Lizard Man can generate heat to make you warm.
I'm just going to go back where I was before when I was sleeping.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, bye.
No, come on.
Okay, bye.
It's safety in numbers.
I'm gone.
All right.
I rolled a 20, Kevo, and I'm gone now.
Can't just keep giving yourself 20s.
Yeah. Kevo is laid up and curled up on the ground like a precious little kitten, and he's got his tail all wrapped up around him. Fast Fingers Faden is just kind of sitting Indian style, waiting for somebody to saddle up either at the rear or front of him and Kevo.
I go further in the cave than where Kevin's at. Like, I want him more towards the opening, so that way if somebody comes in, they attack him first.
So they see Serpent Man.
Yeah.
And so fingers.
I go further in, and I just kind of say, fuck it, and like lay down, and I use the spirit well for a pillow.
That sounds right. Comfortable.
It's like a nice metal lantern that he uses for a pillow.
Yeah.
Libby,
keep tabs
on
that thing.
Where
that
do you go in comparison to these guys?
Let's is that say, thing still shackled to me?
Yes, it is. Your wrist.
Yeah, okay.
Still on your good hand wrist.
Yeah.
Got and Kevo and Fast Fingers are probably about... Let's say 10 feet inside the entrance of the cave. Skylar's about 40 feet inside the cave. Where are you going?
100 feet.
As far as I can go. Wherever I was before, I can't remember how deep I was inside the cave when I was up against the wall taking a little snooze.
You were not too deep because you still had some of the just natural light like there. Mm-hmm. You could go between where Skylar and
I'll
they
go
are.
Between. I'll go between up against
the wall. Is there like a lot of bat shit in this cave? Like, am I going to die from like ammonia and shit?
There is a little bit of guano and a little bit of little pebbles and rocks. And
but
different
is there like enough fresh air that we're not going to suffocate while
we're
asleep?
Oh, yeah, you're fine. No, the entrance to the cave is like 30 feet across and like 15 feet high. So you've got tons of airspace.
If Skylar considers that, I'd rip a fart.
All right. Kevo. Let's out a fart out of his freshly flesh-colored butthole,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And you all hear it.
My tail vibrates.
Fast Fingers from the front of you, now that he's kind of settled up.
That was a good one, man. Yeah, I know, thanks. I'm just going to go to sleep now, though. Could you not do that anymore?
Sure.
All right.
As he goes to sleep, I am going to not necessarily close my eyes yet. I'm going to, because you said I have a little bit more energy than
everybody else.
Yes. I'm going to kind of keep watch.
Okay.
Just at the cave.
Like stand sentinel a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just from a lane position, just chilling.
Do we still have salted meats, snacks?
At this point.
Slim Jims.
Skylar, hearing a little rumblies in his tumblies, looks through his bag, and you do find some salted meat still available.
I snack on those before going to bed.
All right. Skylar has himself a little midnight snack. Livy lives. Are you just going to go right to sleep?
Yes. Or?
Okay. All right. Fast Fingers Faden has now gone to sleep. Livy has also gone to sleep. And Skylar, with a little bit of jerky on his lips, is slowly passes off to sleep. Kevo, you said you're going to stand sentinel?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay up a little bit. Fast Fingers, is he's still laying near me?
He is front spoon to your outer spoon.
Is his neck visible?
Yes, but it's pointing away from you.
Do you kiss it?
I'd like to bite his neck. I'm
Jesus.
Why?
I'd like to murder Fast
Fingers. I paid him, you asshole.
We'll get your money back. It's fine.
Kevo, you were not overcome by any bloodlust.
All right.
You appear to have control of yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to kind of continue to keep an ear out. And do I have any like lizard snake man ability to see like in the dark or any additional vision?
At this time, you notice that you do have decent night visibility. Possibly a little better than your human from what you remember. You don't have any weird like infrared or night vision or anything like that, but you do have pretty solid vision.
I don't think I'll necessarily go to sleep, but I'll just kind of stay awake and just monitor the front of the cave. See if anything arises or if I hear anything from outside.
Okay. Well, then now with everybody kind of going to sleepy night nights, we will go ahead.
I am 12 years old.
We'll go ahead and let a couple hours pass. And Kevo, still kind of looking around, just got your arm down and you got your head on your arm, just kind of resting, relaxing. You're not super tired. You start to see it lighten up outside. The sun has not come up yet, but you do see the light outside start to illuminate things a little bit.
Approximately how long?
It's been about three and a half hours that you've just kind of been wandering around. What have you been thinking about for those hours?
I don't know.
Everybody's sleeping. Yeah, everybody's there by yourself.
Sleeping. I'm just kind of thinking about things. I'm wondering.
Do you play with your new lizard penis?
No, I don't.
No, not at all. Okay.
I'm thinking about how great it is that Harry Potter's uncle, Sirius Black, was able to get released from the prison of Azkaban, come back and be his godfather.
His uncle.
For several hours, Kevo recollects the prisoner of Azkaban in his head.
Yeah, I retell myself the story, get sad that Sirius Black dies two novels later.
Spoilers!
Sorry.
Spoilers, bro!
A book 20 years old, guys. My bad. Movies 15 years old.
All right. All right, light is now starting to come up. Nobody is awake except you still at this point. You could try to let time pass more by, or you could do something. What do you want to do?
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to let him sleep. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of lean back and do a cockle-doodle-doo. A lizard man cockle-doodle-doo.
I'm going to need to hear that.
Cockle-doodle-doo!
All right.
Roll it.
Kevo! With an extraordinary cock-a-doodle-doo, has reached all the way back to Skylar, who, Skylar, you jolt awake, and you feel a little piece of jerky in between your teeth, and it wakes you from your slumber.
I don't like Cheerios.
Sorry. Livy, you also wake up to hear Skylar talking about Cheerios.
Are there Cheerios?
No, I fucking hate cereal. Shut up.
But is there cereal?
No, there's no cereal. Shut up.
Why the fuck are you talking about Cheerios?
I don't like Cheerios.
But why are you talking about Cheerios?
You made a noise in my ear. I don't understand.
Rise and shine, my beautiful princess.
Oh,
man. It's daylight. We got to get going.
I'm not a princess.
Peering outside from the front of the cave, you recognize that it is still probably about 20 minutes before the sun actually peaks over the horizon, but you can see light outside. It is pretty cold out. Recognizing this is out there, the inner part of the cave is all lit up. Kevlo's chest appears to no longer be emanating light. Maybe the cell phone has died in the few hours that it was lit.
Thank God.
And Livy, you're able to stand up first and look around. You don't see anything out of the norm, and you see everything appears to be pretty docile.
You guys, this is kind of suspicious, but hold on, I'm really cold. So I shove my arms into my shirt and armor, and I start walking around with my arms inside.
All right. Livy, a human popsicle, shoves her arms and stuff inside of her shirt and start to warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Do you see any goblins? Are there goblins? Did they come back?
No. I've been up all night long. And there's nothing.
That's exhausting.
You were up all night?
Yeah, all night.
What were you doing?
I was thinking about Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, really? Like Sirius Black?
Yeah. No, you know that one?
I mean, I've seen it.
Well, if I can be honest, partway through the night, I did kind of snuggle up next to you, and I started telling you the story, so maybe you heard it from inside your head.
No, I just remember having nightmares about cereal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cereal and Sirius do sound kind of similar.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I didn't put that together.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys still want to go to, like, Homefront? I mean, High Front.
It's High Front, dude. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
We need to go there right
now.
Do
you know where you're going?
I know exactly where I'm going. You're paying me top dollar. I'll get you there.
He said it was like to the right, I think.
Attempting to imitate Kevil's arm that he put out before, he puts out his arm with a crooked elbow towards Olivia to like try and guide her out of the cave.
It's too cold.
No, come on. You just body warmth.
No, I'm not body touching warmth. You. No, I'm okay like this, thing.
I walk up behind him and put my arm through his arm. I'm like, come on, Notch, bro.
God damn it. All right, Fast Fingers gives you a half-eyed little glance and just peers back at Olivia and then looks down and walks out with Skylar's arm intertwined with his own.
You can't even get my fucking name right.
I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Don't mind her, bro. She gets like this.
Fuck you too.
What? I didn't say anything.
Think all I right. can't fucking hear shit. I hear everything. God damn it.
All right. Skylar and Mr. Fast Fingers walk out the front. And Skylar, you and him are able to peer around. You don't see anything. Any real activity. No, not much animals. No people at all. You see a little birds flying here or there, but you just see lots of trees, and you see the path ahead to your left arching off into the forest.
So, which way? Which way, bro?
We just got to go down here. We got to follow this path, but we got no horses. We got no carriage. It could be perilous.
But it's like daylight, man. You said you could get us there. You said you'd get us there.
I will.
Nominate you, Notch, bro.
I will absolutely get us there, but...
Get us there alive.
Yes, alive.
Yeah.
But
don't sound very confident.
There's road pirates and raiders and stuff, and...
Well, what if we don't stick to the path? What if we, like, go a little off the path or something?
We could totally do that.
Yeah.
It could take a little longer, but if we just make it to the right point in this path, we could cut through the forest and get to the League of Wizards even faster. But... I can't speak to what kind of things might be in the forest. But we will totally avoid those guys that are road pirates.
But is this like when Smeagol takes Frodo through the spider's cave? He's like, I don't know shortcut.
What that means, bro.
I think we haven't had a lot of luck with secret pathways through forests.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'll protect you, lizard man.
He pulls out his daggers. Dagger checks, dagger checks.
I whip around and give him a very sharp, toothy smile. Menacing.
He looks at Olivia and doesn't break eye contact and starts doing dagger tricks, dagger tricks, dagger tricks, dagger tricks.
I kick the knife out of his hand.
He's too fast.
Yeah, he's too good. I tried to do that before.
Livy, taking a... What kind of kick? A front kick? A back spinning roundhouse kick? What kind of kick?
Front kick.
A front kick?
Yes, right. Please.
Livy, attempting a front kick. You completely miss the daggers as Fast Fingers uses his fast fingers and dodges you and cuts around his back, flipping the dagger up into the air, looks you in the face, staring at you like, what, and then catches the dagger in his hand right between you and him staring at him in the face.
Dagger drinks.
I fucking hate you.
Livy kicks your legs up, fast fingers, fingers.
I don't understand why you hate me. I can get you where you want to go. And
then take us there.
I mean,
I'm tired of your shit.
Let's just go then.
Oh, my God.
Did you say
guys,
you're trying to take a shit?
I
understand.
I'm not a morning person, you guys. Everybody, I'm not up for this shit right now. Get out of my way, fast fingers.
Everybody shits, and I don't shit shame.
Is there a tall tree nearby?
Yes.
I would like to climb to the top of the tall tree and get a gauge of the surroundings.
All right. Do you want to skitter to it, or do you want to just walk like a normal guy?
I don't know. A normal guy, I guess. I don't need a skitter.
I'm just saying, you have this new skitter ability.
I don't need to skitter.
No skitter. All right. Kevo, walking out of the cave, you walk to the tree line of the forest, and you're able to find one of the trees close to the tree line, and you go... you find it easy to maneuver your way up to the top, and you find that your new tail appendage actually helps you rise up even faster than you would normally. And you guys see Kevo climb up to the top of a tree that looks to be about 40 feet high. And you see him peering off with his new lizard face, peering off into the distance in several different directions.
Fucking super ability, fucking piece of shit.
Kevo.
My new lizard ears can hear that, Skylar.
All I get is my fucking arms chopped off. Bullshit around here.
Kevo, peering off into several different directions, you see a lot of forest. You see a good deal of plains off to the east of where you're at. You see some forest, and then off in the distance, you see a large mountain range, and you see what could be construed as possibly a city far in the distance with a pretty ginormous wall covering around it into the face of one of the mountains. You could make the safe assumption that this could be High Front. Based on just your own little guesstimation, you're probably about, let's say, 10 miles or so away from High Front.
So a day.
And peering around, you also are able to peer back around to the other side, and you do see the edge of the desert. You see some smoke still emanating back from where Poontown was, but you don't see any real recollection of the army or Bortok or the horde that has been pursuing you.
What do you see, douchebag?
I think I see High Front, Skylar!
How far is it?
About 10 miles!
Well, that's not very far. 10 miles, I mean...
Whoa, We're only 10 miles away. That doesn't seem right.
It's only like a few hours.
That seems so way closer.
I mean, I don't know these parts. You know these parts.
No. You paid me money. I'm going to get you there.
Yeah.
And he puts his arm out for Olivia again.
Well, okay. The direction that that Fast Finger said we would travel, is that the direction that I see this mountain
castle? It is to the southeast of where you were, where you have been heading. And it is in the same direction from everything else that you've been told, visions that you've seen. Nothing appears out of the norm.
All right. You said the tree's about 40 feet up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to climb about halfway down and try and jump off to see, kind of test my abilities, my agility.
All right, you're going to superhero land it, or you do a roll? What do you mean?
Let's try superhero land.
Ooh, like Captain America or Iron Man. Or Thor. Thor.
Yeah, like Thor.
Livia
yeah.
gets wet in the pants.
He's hot.
Kevo, climbing down about 20 or so feet, about halfway down the tree, take a big leap out front. Do you do any kind of tricks or anything else? You just jump out.
No, it's just standard jump, just so I can kind of see. Well, no, because I want to test my agility. So yeah, maybe like a barrel roll.
All right, so keeping it simple.
Yeah.
All right, Kevo, doing a simple little barrel roll out of the tree. You jump out, do a little barrel roll, and you land on your feet, and you notice that your differently abled legs absorb the slam down of this 20-foot jump, and you absorb it with minimal pain.
Okay. Wow. That was like Thor. Wow.
Livy, still wet in the pants.
Oh, my God.
I walk up, and I commence to taking a whiz on the tree that Kevin had climbed.
That's fair. Oh, all right.
Trying to establish dominance of the
Skylar. Does Skylar have morning wood?
Skylar, walking up, everyone recognizes that Skylar has significant morning wood. Significant. This could be just for having a pee or Skylar boner time. And walking out with a full tent, you make it up to the tree and walk past Kevin as he lands his superhero landing and whip it out and start whizzing.
Yeah, I just all over the tree. I kind of like look really closely at the tree. Like, is this a surveillance tree? Like, are they looking at my wang right now? Like,
Recognizing the edge of the forest, you don't see anything similar to what you saw in the surveillance tree using your mental note. It appears to be just some normal trees.
Good.
And you start to whiz all over the tree.
Yeah.
All right. Olivia, you recognize Skylar taking a whiz and you recognize that maybe you have to pee.
I walk to a tree much further away. Not
like into the forest. Where are you going?
Near the creek.
Watch out for fire ants.
There's no cover at the creek. It Perfect. Is open area.
There's not like a bush or anything?
No.
You're fucking not
around. We've been here a while. There's bush. Trust me.
Just go pee in the cave. Nobody's in the cave. Just go back down there and pee in the cave on a rock.
Go pee on the dead snake man.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll walk all the way back into the cave. It's a long walk. So I could do that. Yeah.
Livia, you have to urinate right now.
Fuck. Okay. So I find the closest tree and get in the area where neither one of...
All right, do you face your ass towards everybody or away from everybody?
You could grab a large leaf and makeshift a shiwi. You seen those?
You could shiwi a leaf, yeah.
Is there a good leaf?
Peering up at the trees, you do recognize some freshly green, pretty pliable leaves that you could use as a shiwi.
Oh, awesome. Okay, grab one of those.
All right.
And it's poison ivy.
Thanks, Skylar. No.
Now you have poison ivy.
You never know, man.
It could... Oh, now I ruin it.
So you shiwi the leaf?
You understand it's not touching me there. I'm just holding it with my hand.
Wait. Well, I need to know the procedure. Are you coming in from behind with the leaf to like splatter it out in front of you? Or are you just squatting and girl peeing? Do you shiwi off this leaf splatter, or do you girl squat?
Jesus Christ.
I squat and then also use it.
Seems a little extreme, but okay.
Do you aim the pee out the back or out the front?
Out the back.
So an angle backwards.
She doesn't want to pull up around her shoes.
Yeah. So she's squatting with an angle backwards.
All right, all right, all right, fair enough.
She's peeing forward, liquid draining back behind.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
It's like a rain gutter, you know?
Without letting the leaf,
rain gutter. Rain
without
gutter
letting the leaf touch her snooch, Olivia puts it between them and does a pretty solid spray behind her. And you guys can hear the liquid splatter. She's like, she has a really hefty stream coming
Way
out.
Way to go, Olivia!
I had to go.
And Olivia is still peeing. It's a pretty long pee.
I hear it's good for your prostate.
I zip up.
Skylar, finishing up, you see Olivia about 20 feet into the forest.
I just zip up my shit. I'm
do
done.
Do you stare or do you walk away?
He does not stare.
I give it like a solid 3 seconds.
Like a glance over.
Like not a little more than a glance, but not a hard stare.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, I gotta like go poop. But the lady, she seems real shy, so I don't want to like walk
no,
in.
No,
on
no,
her.
No, no, no. We're not pooping right now, man. We gotta be lighting
no,
up. We gotta just piss and go.
I don't. No, you don't understand. I have to go.
And you couldn't have done that last night, like we.
I was asleep and really warm and comfy.
Well, so.
Just go fucking poop.
Okay, all
How
right.
How long is this going to take?
You see Fast Fingers turn around real quick.
Do you
quick
have fast bowel movements or slow?
Oh, I'll let you know. And then he runs into the cave.
Is this a Kevin poop or a Mitch poop?
I think it's going to come out of him really fast, but he's going to be over there for a long time.
Trying to wipe, huh?
All right.
It's like a marker.
The three of you now, having pretty rapidly relieved yourselves. Well, Kevo didn't, but Kevo's out in front. Kevo, scoping around, you have a really good idea of your surroundings. You know where Sonorius is. You know where League of Wizards in the direction it is. You know what the West looks like from a decent distance. So you have a good idea of the path that you need to take. There's only, let's say, three different paths over in that direction, but there's one that sticks out as the direction towards the League of Wizards.
While Fast Fingers is taking a dump, I'm going to kind of whisper up to these guys. I don't know if we should trust him. He doesn't seem like he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Dude, he's good at fighting.
Yeah, that's fine, but I don't think we need to follow him to the League of fucking Wizards.
Dagger tricks?
God damn it, yeah, those are great dagger tricks.
Yeah.
I really want him to teach me some of the dagger tricks.
He killed the fucking snake man. Or I mean, I wrote it.
Yeah.
I wrote it.
You did good, man.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to congratulate you, I don't think.
Thanks.
You did good. Olivia, you did good too.
Here, you guys want some snacks? And I try to divvy out some of the salted meats that I have left over. Do I still have some?
Yes, you do. After
eating, I grab a stick of salted meat with my tongue.
Noting that I didn't have any way of washing my hands after urinating.
Kevel, launching out a tongue, you grasp around the beef jerky and Skylar's hand and start to pull back, yanking Skylar's hand and the beef towards your mouth.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. Unwrap it.
Let go.
Unwrap it.
Let go.
Drop it. Kevin, drop it.
Let go.
Drop it.
I let it go.
All right. Unlatching from your tongue drops to the ground. It gets in the dirt and like grass and stuff. And you did not get the meat.
You can get that off the floor now if you want it.
I had it in my fucking tongue, Skylar. You could just let it go instead of getting on
You had
dirt.
My hand in your fucking tongue. How was it? Was it salty?
No, it was a cannon.
How was I holding the jerky? How was I holding the jerky with a cannon? Here, let me shoot this jerky into your mouth.
It's very metallic.
That would have been great. I'm gonna grab the beef jerky just with my hands this time.
All
right. And then still kind of try and continue the conversation to see what they want to do about Fast Fingers.
All right. Kevel, you're able to reach down, grab the jerky, and you've got it in your hands now to grab a little grub. Livy, you also have some beef jerky.
Awesome.
And it has a little teriyaki taste. It's kind of yummy.
Mmm, this is good.
Yeah, I wasn't able to like wash my hands or anything.
Thanks.
Livy, you start to get an extra salty taste.
It tastes okay to me. I mean, I'm eating it too.
I spit it out.
Oh, don't waste it. Don't waste it.
You can eat it then.
I pick up the part that she spit out.
Ew.
Like how chewed is it?
It's a fair amount chewed. I'd say.
And there's dirt on it too?
Yeah, there's dirt and grass.
I could have eaten that. You could have spit it in my mouth. Fuck. And I throw it.
Oh my God.
As I say fuck, I throw it.
As he throws it, I go to tongue snatch it out of the air.
Ew.
Nice.
Kevo successfully. Tongue, you see the little sharp dagger talon on the end of his tongue stab right through this.
Oh,
piece of jerky, and it stabs right through, and Ooh. He shoots it back into his mouth.
So he's got like the snake man like had like crazy poison barb on his tongue thing or something, right? So
that is correct.
So that's like he's got the same thing going on.
He does have a similar poison barb and a little. Looks like a nut sack inside of it on the back part. It looks like that may be filled with the poison.
Nice.
Skylar, you still have the original Serpent Man's
nut sack
in your bag.
Oh, I forgot I ripped that out.
Poison nut sack.
Yeah. Okay,
mental
note.
As you guys do this and see Kevo shoot it out, you see Fast Fingers running back out. Light on his feet. He does a little twirl at the end of the tunnel and looks out. Oh! Woo! All right! Let's do this! Let's get to the League of Wizards!
Yeah, let's go! A couple pounds lighter, huh?
I'm so light on my feet right now!
Yeah, I bet!
All right! dagger tricks! No, he does not do any dagger trips. He just appears real light on his feet.
I will ask him to please lead the way.
All right. It could be treacherous. I mean, when we get in there, I'll tell you a good spot that we could cut across. But it's dangerous whatever way we go. Are you all prepared to go?
Blah, blah, blah. I just start walking in the direction
look at me, bro.
The castle.
Look at me, Notch, bro. Do I look prepared?
You always look prepared, Notch, bro.
Thank you. Yes. So this guy gets me, Kevin. You're just... I don't know about you anymore these days.
I'm part lizard.
Yeah, I can see.
Kev, while walking away, you hear the slappy slap sounds of lizard skin on the ground as he walks away from you with his tail wagging back and forth slowly. And you guys are now making your way towards the pathway into the forest and towards the League of Wizards. Kevo, you can verify that you are going towards the city that you originally saw.
Okay. You said there was a wall there?
Yeah, the castle. Well, I think it was like a castle wall.
Castle or a city?
It looked like a city and then a wall on the outskirts, like basically barricading it in.
I think it was kind of like Attack on Titan. You know how like the walls are like surround the city.
I don't
watch
that show.
Oh, okay,
I know.
Really
I know what you're talking about.
Thanks, Olivia.
She said she watches it. I don't watch.
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Olivia.
Do you think
you're
they?
Welcome,
do you think
Kevin.
They made the goblins pay for the wall?
Yeah, maybe, probably.
Damn you!
Did the goblins pay for the wall, Kevin?
Yeah, goblins 100% paid for the wall. I don't have a jizz body anymore to manifest anything.
All right. You guys now are slowly making your way. You guys have your bags, but you have no way of speeding up this trip. You have no horses or other creatures to ride.
We do have carriages. A way. We could run.
Oh my God.
You could run, but you would run out of juice.
Yog.
Just saying, you said we didn't have a way, but we did have a way.
At this point, Kevil, from what you can gauge, it will take until dusk or evening before you make it to High Front.
For 10 miles?
I don't think so.
Damn, we're slow.
Well, we do have fast
I think
fingers.
You misjudged your 10 miles.
No, I'm pretty sure. The DM told me it was 10 miles. So I am going based on what he said.
This must be a really windy path. What if we just like walk straight?
That's what I'm doing. I'm just walking in a straight line.
Jesus.
I don't know what Fast Fingers wants to do.
Hey, I hear you guys talking, and like I told you, we can go around through the normal path, but we risk the raiders, or we can cut across through the forest, which will get us there and probably like way before nighttime, but it's pretty dangerous in the forest.
Well, we don't want to be out here at nighttime because we already
I don't either.
Yeah,
I'll cut
yeah, okay. So who are these raiders? And then what's in the forest?
The forest is filled with different creatures and some super scary. I've seen a real big spider one time.
Like rabbits?
I've seen a bear / dragon.
Oh, yeah, we've seen those.
No way.
Yeah, we ate one.
You guys saw it and got a... You ate one?
Yeah.
Yep.
He looks over at Olivia, thinking differently of Olivia at this point. You ate a dragon bear?
Yeah, over his body.
Yeah, we roasted it over his dead body.
The fuck is what?
Fast Fingers, wide-eyed and looking around, starts to noticeably make distance between him and all of you guys. Not running away, but he's making distance between you guys.
Like he's concerned or like
yes.
He's going to try and make a beeline
no,
to get
like
out of
here? No, like he is concerned.
That's fair.
But
no.
You
don't
hate him.
Probably
so
should be.
You don't understand, bro. This place is weird, man. You know, like we've been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
He was already dead.
Yeah, he was dead already.
Yeah, I was dead. You don't look dead to me, bro.
No,
well,
you don't understand.
I mean, there's magic, right?
It's one of those things where you
have
to be there.
I would call magic this fucking lizard guy with a hole in his fucking chest.
Dagger tricks!
He's doing it as like an anxiety now, coping mechanism now.
Dagger tricks!
Do I have any extra?
He looks really scared and he's hyperventilating doing dagger tricks.
Do I have any extra daggers in my bag?
God damn it.
Livy's
the only one with
daggers. And daggers, you do not.
Don't I have the two daggers that I pulled off the bucket? Or that?
You do have both of those daggers that you yanked off, yes.
I grip them tighter.
Right. Fair enough.
Right.
Looking at this, Livy, you see a nervous, wide-eyed, Fast Fingers walking out about 10, 20 feet in front of you guys, just twirling his daggers around like he's just trying to cope with things.
Hey, Fadden. Hey.
Okay.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm...
We were just fighting.
No, I'm not. No, don't get mad. Don't get mad at me.
I'm
sorry.
I'm not mad. Look at me.
All right. Stopping to do dagger trips, he puts them away and he just kind of puts his hands up real slowly at Livy.
Why are you so threatened?
It's just, hey, I love fighting.
Yeah, so do we.
But, you know,
You guys said you ate a dragon bear?
Well, theoretically, Thaddeus landed the killing blow.
Yeah, Thaddeus, you know him.
Yeah, that guy's pretty badass.
Yeah, see, he's an asshole. And he ate it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you had Thaddeus on your side and he was doing that stuff, like, okay, I guess. All right, okay.
Yeah.
And you noticeably start to see that Livia has calmed down Fast Fingers and his anxiety attack that he was having.
She's good, man. She's really good. She's like Black Widow on the Hulk and shit.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
We should probably let her do all the negotiations.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty good at them, too.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I like you. I really treasure our friendship, Skylar, but I don't think that that's correct.
I mean, what deal have I had gone wrong? I mean, all my deals go pretty well, I thought.
You know, there's nothing that really comes to mind, but we'll talk about it later. I'll think on it.
Okay, you think about it. You let me know.
I'm sure it's probably nothing.
You let me know.
But for now, let's just let Olivia negotiate.
Hey, so I don't...
Okay. For now. Just okay. for now.
I just want to bring this up, you know, because... Before I met you, I found, like, all this blood and gore, and I saw a couple of dwarf faces and dwarf heads, and that was, like, just before I met you guys. Do you guys know anything about that?
Huh.
Weird.
You guys... Dwarfs.
It really was, like, a slaughter massacre. I mean, I wouldn't expect, like, even a beast to do such horrid things.
That's crazy. What do you think could have done that?
I don't know. Was it a dragon bear? You guys ate one.
Is there more than one dragon bear?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
There's got to be, right? They mate.
In this whole area, from Darkfall all the way to Highfront, I've seen at least a dozen dragon bears.
Do you think that's something that a dragon bear could do?
They probably wouldn't leave anything behind. They like to eat stuff.
Well, maybe it's kind of just playing.
What if it got full?
Maybe it's like a hippo, where it just kind of likes to kill.
Jeez, oh yeah.
Olivia continues fucking winning over Fast Fingers, and you appear to appease his anxiety and his worry, and he kind of appears to just start walking forward normally again.
Yeah.
And you
no
guys...
suspicion that we're about to murder him at all, huh? No suspicion, huh?
Nah. You appear to have... helped with his anxiety, and he starts walking forward again. You guys see different little insects and little creatures, squirrels, and other things non-threatening around the edges of the forest line and on the edge of the path that you guys are using right now. You see pretty far ahead of you, but you do see kind of a winding road in this path. It does kind of cut back and towards... Well, I'm sorry. It cuts back away from the direction of the League of Wizards on the next turn.
Is this, I want to ask Fast Fingers, is this the part where we have to decide?
Well, I mean, we could go here, but it'd be really thick. I say we continue on the path, we come around the corner, and at least the forest will be a little less dense if we get around the corner. It's up to you guys. You guys paid me. I'm giving you the guide.
The road pirates, is it like a bunch of people, or is it just different groups?
A lot of people don't really live to talk about it.
Are they goblins? Are they like humans? Like are they?
They're little urchins. They just steal shit. They're bottom feeders, man.
Do they steal shit like in front of you, or do they like super stealth like and they steal it behind your back?
I haven't lived through it, so I'm not totally sure, but like...
So do you even know if there's pandas?
Yes, there are road pirates.
Okay, but you haven't lived through it.
No.
Who did you hear it from?
Because I travel alone normally, unless someone's paying me.
Okay, so who told you about these
I've heard it things? In several taverns.
Several taverns.
But if people don't live through it, then how do you know?
I said most of the time.
Wait, hold on. Rewind.
Yeah.
If you know how to get to the League of Wizards, but you've never gone down this path before, then what the fuck?
Yeah, wait a minute, mister.
I said I haven't been raided by road pirates. I've been down this path.
But you said there's tons.
I came from the other way.
Do we? I'd like to.
You see Fast Fingers Faden's eyes dart back and forth and around.
All right, I'd like to run a perception check on, like, what is he? Obviously, he's trying to mislead us, but I'm trying to figure out if he's being deceptive, like bad, or just like he's trying to talk himself up.
I gave this guy money.
Yeah, you gave him a lot of
you
money.
You gave him too much money, friend.
Kevo, your perception check.
I was on tilt from the double D thing.
You started looking. It's all right, little buddy.
It's
all right. It's all
right. Don't be mad at me.
Kevo, trying
that's
to.
Why you don't get
I could never
to
be mad
anymore.
At you, Skyman. We're notch bros.
Running your perception, you do recognize that something is not square with Faden. You can't say he's outright lying, but something seems off about everything about him.
I'd like to try and intimidate Faden. Not like overly aggressive, but just like it's time to cut the shit. Talk. All right,
what's your move? You do have razor sharp teeth, yeah, and quite a lot of them. You've got talons on your hands and your feet, and you're 7 feet tall. So,
right. Very intimidating.
Yeah, pretty intimidating. So I basically just want to kind of confront him and say, look, it's time to just fucking get straight to the point. Have you been this way? Are you bullshitting us?
Look, I've been to the League of Wizards.
No.
And I know
have
what's
you
going
been
on.
This way? Do you know what's going on, or are you just a bullshitter?
I have absolutely been down this path.
I look over at Olivia and Skylar.
Use your women's intuition, bro.
Olivia's literally on the other side of you to say that, too.
I'd like some chocolate.
That's fair. I'm not mad about that.
I just say we keep going, guys. He knows what he's doing, all right? I gave him the money. He's a man of his word. He's going to help us fight. We're going to get there.
Hey, Fadden.
Yeah, no, totally. I got this.
Fadden.
Yeah, yes.
Are you a man of your word?
Absolutely.
Are you a man of your word?
Why would Libby, you ask him twice? I don't get it.
Libby, looking at Faden, you do see a couple little ticks to him, like maybe that's not totally truthful.
Tell me about the road to High Front.
Just
tell me about it.
All right. I will tell you all about it. But, you know, like, it goes up around this corner, and then once it comes back around, it'll go towards it again, and then we can cut across the forest at the closest point towards the League of Wizards.
That sounds like any trail to anywhere.
No. You don't understand. If you had been on this like me, you would know. You just go up and around.
Well,
and
you know,
back.
I was under the impression you would just follow the creek to get to High Front.
Look, the creek goes through the forest, and if you want to go through the forest...
You're saying for us to maybe go through the forest anyway, so are
not
you getting
yet.
Scared about going through the forest?
I don't want to do it what, until I wrong, have
what's
to.
What's really wrong
here? Because there's dragon bears, and I'm scared. All right.
The truth comes out.
Are you happy now? Are you happy?
You've broken this man.
Dragon bears are scary.
I go over there, and I put my hand on his back. I'm like, are you fucking happy now, Livs? All right, he's fucking scared. You got it?
Faden just really slowly starts putting his face into Skylar's chest, and you see tears coming down his face.
I walk behind and get like behind Olivia and put my hands like on my hips and go, are you happy with yourself, mister?
Mister. At Olivia?
No, I'm Skylar's defending Fast Fingers. I'm defending Olivia.
All right, gotcha.
I've been here. I've done this. I know what I'm doing. I'll fight anybody. I'll fight you right now. Come on. And he pulls out his daggers. Dagger fucking tricks.
No. Just put the daggers down.
Dagger tricks.
We're not fighting each other.
Dagger tricks.
We're not fighting each other, Fingers.
He spins it around his back.
Come on,
and back
Fingy.
Around the front.
Come on, Fingy. We're good. We're good.
All right, friend.
We're good.
All right, Sky Man.
Come on, man. Yeah. All right.
I'm just saying, you guys are like attacking me and... I've done this before, and I know what I'm doing.
You're going to get us there, man.
I fight goblins all the time. I know what's going on.
Yeah, but if we need to fight a dragon bear, we need you there, man.
I can't do that.
You're going to have to.
If there's a dragon bear,
I paid you. You said you would do it.
You paid me to get you to High Front, not fight a dragon bear.
Well, if there's a dragon bear in between us and High Front, then that's what we're going to have to do. Got it?
It's good logic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had Thaddeus, but we have actually killed a dragon bear. It has happened.
We have experience.
All right,
I can fight one. I've already fought one.
Yeah.
Skylar, with a assertive diplomacy, is able to kind of push Fast Fingers Faden, and he puts his daggers away and he looks at him. He's like, oh, I don't know if I could ever see that again, man.
Did you get raped? Did somebody you know get raped by a dragon bear?
Why does it have to be rape?
I don't know. Just where we come from, that's usually like the thing that people don't want to talk about.
Look, a woman I cared about was Kerr. She was killed by the Draken Maja. And you see him tear down at the ground, and he starts tearing up.
Well, that's not going to happen to us, man. We're gonna kill that. Well, chances are we won't even see one.
If we go through that forest, I don't know. I can't guarantee anything.
Dude, look at us. Look at us. And I kind of just group the three of us together. And I'm like, look at us, bro.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're terrifying.
I'm going to kneel down and put my hand on his shoulder, on Fastfinger's shoulder.
This is really upsetting.
And I'm going to just basically tell him, like, reassuringly, just say, last time you fought a dragon bear, I wasn't here. You got a lizard man on your side now.
All right. A reassuring diplomacy. Kevo, you look at him with that, what you're saying, and you appear to reinvigorate him a little bit, and he looks around at you other guys, and he appears to be tentatively ready to continue forward.
I mean, it's either that or we just go for the pirates. I mean, we can kill a whole bunch of urchin pirates. I mean,
hey, I'm good at killing.
Yeah, I mean, my only concern is they're going to run up and snatch your bag of gold. I don't really want to lose the gold.
I mean, how are they going to just snatch it off me? It's like wrapped around my person.
Have you met street urchins? Have you seen Aladdin?
I've seen Aladdin, yeah. I thought the live action sucked. No, Will Smith was a terrible genie. Fucking terrible.
I liked it.
No, it was trash.
It was not trash.
No, it was fucking trash, and
you know
it.
It wasn't trash.
It was garbage.
It was
trash bag garbage.
I don't know. Skyman saying it was trash. I agree.
You don't even know.
Skyman says trash.
About.
I say trash. Yeah. Trash, 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 trash.
Okay, are we going? What are we doing?
All right, we're going to continue. I'm going to start walking.
Where are you walking? Which way?
I'm going down the path.
The same direction.
We're going to go
the path.
Yeah, we're gonna. Well, how far off from the path is the? Because originally we were following the river; it would get us there. So how far off?
You guys have cut away from the river at this point. Not far. You're maybe 100 yards off of the river that went continuing through the forest.
So we still like hear it from where
yes.
we are.
Yes, you can still hear it, but you've cut away from the river and gone around through the open pathway. That's right. Not just dense jungle and forest.
All right, so yeah, so we can. I mean, the river's there. We could hear the river running. We're supposed to follow the river, but this path, it's not that much farther, and it's a path. I mean, it's not like we have a raft. If we had a raft, we could, like, raft down the river or something, but, you know, we're walking.
So we're going through the forest with the Draken Maja.
No, we don't want to go through the forest
yet. We're
going to
follow
the path.
We
can go around the corner, then we'll go through the forest.
All right, Skylar, we don't have any pockets or anything, right?
Our never-ending bags.
You have some random pockets, and you have your bags. I'm just
wondering if maybe you should take some of the gold out or find a way to extra secure that bag.
How about we just divvy up the money between the three of us?
Would I be able to eat Skylar's bag?
No. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to let you eat my bag.
Give me your bag.
No, you ain't.
You could hypothetically eat Skylar's bag. If you unhinged your jaw, which you have the ability to do.
Hear me out.
You could eat the never-ending bag.
I could eat the bag. When we need to get it out of my body, I'll just turn back into jizz me.
Skylar, you recognize...
You don't know you could turn into jizz you.
Skylar, yes! You recognize that there's a gigantic jizz circle in his chest where his esophagus would go to his stomach.
Oh, so you could just shove the jizz bag in my jizz esophagus.
Yeah.
But how do you know they can't just like reach in there and take the bag out of from inside of you then? If I could just shove it in, then how can they just not pull it out?
But why would they even think of that? Why would they think, hey, let me stick my hand in here and pull out whatever is in there.
What if I need something inside the bag and this motherfucker's not around?
Hey, I'm always around.
God damn
it. For you, I'm always around.
I mean, I thought
around.
We could just like split the money up. Like, I mean...
No, I don't care. I'm just saying, if you want to carry the bag or do whatever you want to do with it, I'm just trying to think of a way.
It's my money. I stole it fair and square.
Listen. All of this episode has been leading to this moment of us rounding this corner for some unknown reason. I'm almost 99% sure we're going to round the corner and then get jacked by a bunch of street urchins.
Fine. All right? You piece of shit. Fine. Here. And I set the bag down on the ground and I start going through it because I want to pull out what I can pull out. I pull out the glacial rod. Does that have juice?
Yes.
Okay, so I pull that out.
You also have a fuel for it too, a full fuel.
Okay, I put that in my actual like pocket.
You got attachments for like your stuff too, right? Doesn't it in his bag?
He's got a sheath for his emerald sword.
Yeah, I grabbed that out.
But he doesn't have anywhere to put his rod. You can put the fuel in your pocket.
Fuel's in my pocket.
Okay. He's got a place
rod
to put his rod.
Rod in my hand. God.
Livy, you have your bow and arrow quiver on you. It doesn't need to be in your bag.
Uh-huh.
And then all random shit in your bag.
And then for my throwing knives, do I still have the little thing?
You have a little bandolier across your chest of throwing knives.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I have that all on my
hand. Rod in my hand, sword in the sheath on my back.
Yep.
Rod fuel in my pocket.
Yep.
What else do I got in there?
You've got a lot of different shit. Rods. I mean, you've got all your gold and silver.
What about your rat skull?
You've got some iron ingots, silver ingots, a serpent fang, serpent's head.
An eyeball.
Oh, we got the serpent poison shit in there.
Yeah, you got a lot of random shit.
You better fucking take care of this shit, you asshole. And I just grab the bag. I don't take anything else out of it. I grab the bag and I just like punch it into his fucking
jizz socket.
I have the poison.
Did you take the poison?
Yeah, remember, because it was my idea
first.
Yeah,
she's got the sack.
She took it.
She has the serpent fang and the poison sack, ball sack.
She was going
you have the head.
Right.
I just took the whole head of the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I forgot.
You're a fucking monster.
I forgot about that stuff.
You have a rat skull and a giant snake man head in your
Kevo, Skylar shoving his bag into your chest, and it feels very uncomfortable. And you start to see the egg that was in your chest shifting towards your back, and you start to feel it coming out of your back.
All right, so I can only have one thing at a time. All right, I grab the bag and then pull it back out.
All right.
And then
what are you doing? You said you wanted me to put that in there.
Whoa, mister. This is an experiment. We're still trying to figure out this thing.
This is so weird, you guys.
Shut up, fingers.
You're putting stuff in the guy's chest. It's really weird.
He wanted me to do it.
Skylar.
Here, I'll protect you. And he jumps over to Olivia and puts his arms around her.
Just give it back. Just give me back my fucking bag.
I'm protecting you.
Skylar, if I put the bag in me, my jizz chest can only hold one thing. If I push it out, I'm no longer Snake Man.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. You be a Snake Man. I'm just going to keep this bag tight, all right? Fuck. I'm still wearing what I got, my chest plate, but then it's like coveralls or something from my...
You still have your regular jumpsuit from when you first came in. It's pretty fucked up, tears and different shit to it.
Okay, well,
cannon arm.
Yeah, I tried to put the bag like inside my clothes, like still like... Around
so
my
you
neck,
unzip
satchel
a little bit
style,
and put
but, like,
it inside?
Try and get it like stuck okay. in. Like
he wants to do the European traveler fanny pack stuff.
Try to protect it as much as I can.
All right, fair enough. Putting the bag inside your jumpsuit, inside your chest plate, you've got two different layers of protection on your secret little bag.
Are you happy now? You fucking and happy?
Livy,
can we get on with this fucking
Livy,
show?
Yes, I'm happy.
You still have your bag hanging off to your side.
Yeah, I keep it that way.
All right.
I'm cranky. I haven't had any coffee.
He needs some chocolate.
Livy needs chocolate.
All right, let's round the corner.
All right. Are you guys done like stabbing the jizz part of his chest?
Yeah, it's fine, dude. Don't worry about that.
Right,
you didn't even see that.
I've got my daggers out. Fucking ready for anything that's coming. Are you fucking ready too?
Yeah.
Dagger tricks.
By holding the rod, can I tell like how much juice it's got?
Holding the rod, you appear to be a little over 50% with another full fuel up.
Okay. I won't refill it just yet.
Are there trees along the path that we're going to be going on?
On the edges, like just the sides of the path. There's a pretty dense forest and jungle on the edges of this path you're about to go around, and you have a big right turn hook that comes up and away from the direction of the League of Wizards, and according to what Faden told you, it cuts back and goes towards it again afterwards.
Okay. I want to use my necklace.
All right.
To map that out.
All right.
So satellite, kind of like what I did for Poon.
Gonna make like an ice bridge.
Do you want like an aerial view, or do you want like what's happened here before, or what's waiting for you? What are you focusing on?
I'm focusing on where we are now, and then whatever on the way to High Front. So to make sure we go on the right path.
All right.
Kind of like satellite view, live footage.
Google Earth.
Google. She's map questing it.
All right. Livy, grasping your little necklace in your hands, you start to feel that oh-so-sexy tingle, and you even feel it in your nips a little bit this time. Mm-hmm. It's like everywhere, and it's real good.
Yeah, that's good.
And you start to get flashes. You see guys with masks over their face, and you see they almost look like weird brown bandanas over their faces, covering themselves up about 10 feet inside the forest line, and you see them set and ready for anyone coming around a corner, and it looks like the perfect place to set up an ambush where it gets everyone kind of trapped in one little corner around this turn. And you start to see, you see about a dozen of them set up and ready with faces on. You see some with bows and arrows, some with swords, some with different little traps and nets and different types of ways to hold you down or hold you back or incapacitate you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And it flashes back and you're back to reality.
Holy shit. You guys.
What'd you see? Guys, what was it?
You're not going to fucking believe this.
Was the orgasm good?
What was going on?
It was so good.
Was it a dragon bear? Was it a dragon bear?
Calm down.
It was much worse. Fast fingers batting.
Was it a dragon bear?
I know all about your little shit and your little friends. Now I do,
friends?
I relayed the message.
What friends? What friends? What's happening?
I'll let you know if you let me talk. I relayed the message.
I'm trying to get that tune too.
Shut the fuck up, fagin.
Did you say fagin?
No, I didn't. Go do some goddamn dagger tricks.
It's fading.
I tell the guys what I saw about the guys with the bandanas and all the traps and bone arrows and all the fucking shit right around the corner.
Okay.
Ooh, I can't wait. Dude, they're gonna ambush guy's new book.
All right,
dude,
yeah.
Jesus.
Breaking it down. Livy breaks it down for you. As soon as you come around this corner to the right, looking ahead, you guys, Livy's painted the picture for you. As soon as you come up to this curve, it'll cut right, go up about 100 yards, and then curve around a corner that's very sharp, almost a complete U-turn 180 back towards the League of Wizards, and it looks like there's a dozen, 12 to 15 guys set and ready to incapacitate and rob people that go around this corner.
Dude, did you know about this?
Yeah.
Did you know those guys are up there? They're going to fucking rob
us. I told you, bros. Notch bros. I told you about the Pirate Roads people.
Are you in it with those guys? Are you getting a cut?
I don't rob.
Are you setting us up?
I fight dagger tricks. Fucking dagger tricks.
I don't know,
Fatty.
Yeah, but we can't fight 15 fucking people.
No, I could fight them. There's no dragon bears, right? Wait,
I think we should go the other way.
Lady with the necklace, are there any dragon bears?
I didn't see any, but you want to know what I did see?
What?
Something well set up, like they've been there for a while, like something they've been doing for a long time.
I told
something that
you.
You've never seen when you've gone down this trail. I don't know about you anymore.
No, why? You're talking all different and weird.
Gangsta?
It's upsetting me. Like the dragon bear.
I say we just go the other way then. Fuck that. We're not going over there. I'm not getting ambushed. I'm not giving up this gold.
Wait,
I'm not
but
giving
if we
up
cut,
this rod.
If we cut through the forest, there could be dragon bears.
I can handle a fucking dragon bear.
You don't understand. They'll eat you whole.
Didn't we tell you we ate it?
Yeah, I know, but that's scary.
Yeah, well, life is scary.
You don't fight dragon bears. You run away from them.
I make a quick observation. The area that we're in, where Olivia describes as the ambush, what's the tree situation look like?
It's just on the edges of this, it looks like this pathway has been carved out for several, you know, dozens of years. That's been carved out for people to make their way through this forest and to the League of Wizards or to other places. The forest on the edges is very dense, but it appears to have been maintained to kind of keep this open pathway for people trying to make a trek to the League of Wizards or other directions.
So, in theory, though, with the tree, are there tall trees?
Yes. You see trees as tall as 100 feet. Not right on the edge of the path, but within a little bit ways. You know, they're all different
lengths. Cut through the trees and ambush the ambushers?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. I'm thinking, all right, hear me out, guys.
It's a lot of guys.
It's a lot of dudes. But
wait, dear, are you thinking you want to fight some people? Dagger tricks.
You may want to hold off on that thought.
What?
I got a good idea for you. Let me just talk to my friendos.
I still don't trust him, you guys.
I want to be in on that. Notch Bros.
Oh, Jared, yeah, come on up. Yeah. So, guys, this is what my idea is. We're going to send Fast Fingers down the road by himself.
That's fair.
I don't like where this is going.
Well, you want to fight, don't you?
I always want to fight, but...
Well?
You said there were like 15 guys.
Can we get back you up?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Jesus.
You see Fast Fingers take a step back and put his arms behind his back.
I thought you were fading.
I said Fast Fingers fading.
Yeah, you said you were holding. I was...
God damn it.
I'm holding. I thought you were fading.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking. We send Fast Fingers down. We send Fast Fingers down as like the guy. Me and Olivia go up into the trees.
Yeah.
Skylar, you can probably jump on my back and get into the tree.
Yeah.
We can get a little bit closer. Olivia starts, once they're going to be focused on Fast Fingers. Olivia starts hitting them with the arrows from the sky.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try and sneak around the backside.
Yeah.
And try to get them from behind. Skylar, I don't know if you just want to rain ice on them or what, but.
That could be a good idea.
And shoot them with the arm cannon.
I know Olivia had those like clay pot things or whatever.
Libby does still have two clay pot grenades.
They're just grenades, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what she used.
We don't have any like water bombs. I was like, you throw the water down and freeze the water or something.
I'm just thinking.
But, okay. If you guys want to get crazy.
I mean, I look at Fade and I go, is there only like one group of bandits out here? Like if we kill these 15 bandits, is there going to be others or is this it?
I don't know. I just know there's road pirates. If the lady with the necklace says that they're there, I don't know. I don't even know if that's real, bro.
No, nice, bro.
Hey, what if they're... What did the clothes look like? Did they look like... Remember the...
Yeah,
the
Lizzie. Thieves? Lizzie, what did they look like?
Remember the thieves guy, the thieves guild, the fake Crandon that you slit his throat mercilessly for no reason?
Remember the other snake man you killed?
You remember that guy?
You're 2-0 on snake men, I just realized.
Oh, fucking damn it. Stop.
His clothes. He was part of a thieves guild. Remember, we got this badge, and I reach into my bag. Do I still have the badge from
you?
I pull the badge out.
Livy, looking at the thieves guild badge, you do not remember seeing that on any of the guys in your vision.
None of their clothes looked this way. They didn't have any of these symbols.
No, what they all had uniformly were these brown bandanas, kind of covering their face.
Turbans? That's racist.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, that's really racist.
God damn
Jesus.
It. All right, so look, this is the idea. If these are the only fucking bandits on the road and we kill them, it should be a pretty smooth sailing. If there's more, then we've pretty much given it up.
I like killing guys over fighting dragon bears, so I'm with lizard guy.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it. I attach the badge.
Well, like. Hold on. Jesus Christ. For once on our group party, can we just take a vote for once instead of just rushing into a decision?
I thought we just did. I thought we were just going to...
Yes. I vote murder.
I said yes during the whole time of your plan, so yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to, but hey, here we are.
Well,
I'm pretty sure voting is now for murder.
I'm voting for Drakenbear, so I'm going to go this... No.
What?
I would have preferred to go around than fight 15 guys.
You're just trying to fuck it because you're a lizard and a dragon is the same thing and you're trying to fuck it.
I'd pay to see that.
Okay. Okay.
Fast Fingers has made an accusation that Kevin wants to fuck a dragon bear.
I think we all just kind of take that in.
Yeah, I just let that breathe for a minute, I guess.
I don't believe it.
But you just said it.
I'm going to fuck a bear dragon? Yeah, okay.
Look, I'm really upset, all right?
I don't
want to fight dragon bears.
Do you think we could
actually kill 15 people at once? There's only four of us.
Oh, yeah, way over a dragon bear.
We're not that good at fighting.
His vote is not worth.
You said you already killed a dragon bear.
With Thaddeus'
Yeah,
help?
I'd feel better about fighting one dragon bear than 15 fucking road pirates.
Do you want to fight butt pirates? Do you want to go this way so you can get fucked by pirates?
Butt pirate? That's...
Yeah.
No, road. Road pirates.
Yeah, I think you want to go this way to have sex with bandits.
You want to have sex with the dragon? That's not funny. You're turning it on me. So our friends bullied poor old Faden into admitting his debilitating fear of dragon bears. Poor Fast Fingers. Is he ever going to get these guys to High Front? Gonna have to tune in next time, motherfuckers. So again, some delays on getting these out every week, and I'm sorry about that. There's lots going on, and basically only me to do it. So I appreciate the check-ins and encouragement / bullying to keep this running. If you want to join in on that bullying, you can find me on Twitter, at Mitch Stockton, or thethirdbrand.com, or thethirdbrand on Facebook. And for Skylar, check him out at The Real Skyman with two N's and old Kevo at Kevo Modesto. Until next time, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvy, and Kevo Modesto, I am, in fact, Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical. Kibby.
Kibby?
Wow.
Kibby.
Livy, attempting a...
Did you have a stroke? What? Are you okay? Call me Kevin Hemsworth, the fourth retarded brother of the Hemsworths.
Oh, that poor third brother. He's so unfortunate.
My name's Kevin. Oh, my fucking God.
He's so cute.
Oh, God.
Baby Yoda.
I'm going to go talk to Gash. Fuck this.
And I'm out.
Love you.